from the Guardian. Oh, Lord. I think there's like two dudes and like 150 women working there. Yeah. It's an estrogen farm, that place. Me Too is over if we don't listen to imperfect victims like Amber Heard. Ugh. I had to facepalm at this one. What would be bad about Me Too being over? Wouldn't that mean that less women were getting supposedly sexually assaulted? Wouldn't that be a good thing? No. We have to keep the oppression, victimhood, Olympic narrative going that women are always victims and men are always perpetrators. If we don't do that, people might start to clue into the fact that feminism achieved its goal of equality long ago and now it's just being pushed for the purposes of female supremacy. Can't have that. Gotta keep that oppression train rolling along. Anyway, before I get into this story, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw red pill nature of my content to please go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com, and please consider making a donation. It is your donations that allow me, incentivize me, make it able for me to continue making content. So please consider making a donation by going to therealistphilosopher.com and clicking on the donation button and choosing one of three donation options. Any amount is greatly appreciated. I can really use your help. Don't not donate thinking that the other guy ain't, okay? So I can really use your help. So consider making a donation, even a buck. And it's based upon how much content I produce, but you can choose a cap. Say you only want to donate $4, donate a buck, put a $4 cap. I make 8 episodes that month. You only pay $4. It's totally completely up to you how much you donate. But please consider making some kind of donation, okay? I could really use your help. Okay, back to the story. So, Me Too is over if we don't listen to imperfect victims like Amber Heard. What does that mean? Imperfect victim. So, let's define our terms. What is a victim? Well, a victim is somebody who has been proven to be someone who was the victim who received ill treatment, who was criminally put upon in some way, who suffered some kind of egregious action, be it violent, non-violent, but they were at the wrong end of the actions of another person, and those actions were in some way predatory or oppression or evil or wrong. Not necessarily illegal, but in most cases, illegal, yes. You have to prove someone's a victim, though. You can't just say someone's a victim. You have to actually prove it. So you have to be able to show evidence that someone was victimized before you can make the claim that they're a victim. Was there any evidence at all that Johnny Depp, in any way, shape, or form, abused Amber Heard? No? Oh, except her word. So anecdotal evidence. So she made a claim. And Me Too says we should believe all women. Interesting how that only goes one way, even though the so-called feminists who push the Me Too movement are supposedly about equality. And they're supposedly for men being equal as well and overcoming that evil toxic masculinity that has bound them for their whole lives and getting over the patriarchy and, you know, we're about equality, but only women tell the truth. That's interesting. And what do you mean imperfect victims? How is she imperfect? No, she's not nice. People don't like her. What do you mean by imperfect? Well, let's get into the story and see if they explain it to us. When even young women join the actor's male tormentors, ideas... What do you mean, actress? Now we're calling... So women now are called actors. So we can't gender... Okay, so now she's an actor. She's not an actress. I'm going to call her an actress. When even young women join the actress's male tormentors, ideas of justice soon begin to unravel. But since when do you, Me Too people, care about justice? Doesn't justice have something to do with proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that somebody is a victim and that somebody is a perpetrator? You don't care about actual justice. You just care about power and advancing your narrative. Yeah. The backlash to the Me Too movement was always coming. Yeah, imagine that. Accusing a bunch of people with no evidence and prosecuting them and finding them guilty in the court of public opinion. and then boycotting them and imposing actual real consequences upon them in real life in lieu of a court where you would need actual evidence. And that's not justice, that's anti-justice, but somehow you didn't expect there to be a backlash. Yeah. We know this because backlash has followed every step forward feminists have ever made. You'd think it's a step forward to believe all women, but to push the idea that violence and victimhood are themselves gendered, and that women are never violent, and that men are always perpetrators? Really? That's justice to you. Okay. This backlash was always going to be big, too. Oh, right. There's no backlash because she's an evil, heinous individual who's an abuser. Yeah. And you're not standing up for her. You're not coming to bat for her because her being found guilty, her being identified as a domestic abuser totally, completely blows your whole narrative, your whole gendered narrative out of the water. No, that's not it at all. Totally invalidates the Me Too bullshit. No. Now, that's not why we're coming to her defense. Not only did Me Too threaten a status quo that props up powerful men, does it? But there's no evidence that Johnny Depp ever abused her. They proved that she lied on countless occasions from her supposedly having a, what was that makeup kit that she says she used to cover up bruises that hadn't even been made, released to the public until after she claimed the abuse had happened? Her lies about that big pile of shit on her bed being from a tiny little 5-pound rat dog? Oh, yeah. Oh, she's real believable. The tapes where she admitted beating Johnny Depp up. I didn't punch you. I just hit you repeatedly about the face and body, but I didn't use a closed fist. So there's plenty of evidence that she abused him. There's no evidence that he abused her. But somehow, violence is all on men and not on women. That's what they really don't like. This gives Me Too a bad name, this case. And they're afraid that this case casts a light on the lies of the Me Too movement, which it absolutely does. So we got to obfuscate and try to muddy the waters and keep this alive because it's brought us so much power. It's disempowered men. Even more so than they already were. Yeah, we got to keep this power that we have gained and we got to ensure that we can get more in the future. Yeah. Not only did Me Too threaten the status quo that props up power for men, you mean women. And that's what you're afraid of, losing that power. It threatened these men personally, and as it seemed to some, with reckless caprice. What? Okay, anyway. If somebody can be brought down by accusations like this, a White House lawyer said shortly after Christine Blasey Ford's allegations against Brett Kavanaugh, allegations that were never proven, and she was actually proven to be a liar, but she made millions of dollars off it, were made public, then you, me, every man certainly should be worried. Yeah, that's kind of the point, yo. That's the whole point of the Me Too movement. Oh, man, to create more strife and division between the sexes. Yeah, it wasn't just men who were worried. The idea that systems that previously treated only women, minorities, and lower class men unfairly might be capable of doing the same to high status men was deeply unsettling to everyone. Wouldn't being treated unfairly be bad, no matter what your status might be? No! We want high-status men to be treated unfairly, so they can see what it's like! Because two wrongs make a right! By the way, what's this nonsense about women and minorities and lower-class people being treated unfairly? That's a total lie! Who gets the most welfare? Border hoppers, wetbacks, black people! And they get a lot of it! Jeez! I don't know, man. I mean, having AC and free internet and a nice comfy place to live and everybody making excuses. Everybody and their mother making excuses for why you can't get ahead. And people who have lived their whole lives without having a job and their big 500-pound job of the hut motherfuckers. And they have all the food and comforts that a fucking king 100 years ago didn't have. But somehow, they're being treated poorly. And women? Why are women getting treated poorly? Are you kidding me? They get treated with kid fucking gloves and never told that they can do anything wrong. And when they do something wrong, they still are never told. Somebody else is always blamed for their fuck-ups. But somehow, women are being treated unfairly? Get the fuck out of here. After all, when a man is treated badly, are you implying that Johnny Depp is being treated badly? And if that's the case, then how is Me Too or supporting Amber Heard, who you yourselves call imperfect, a good thing. How is that right? How is that fair? How is that just? Well, sometimes you have to embrace injustice and allow injustice to happen for more, larger scale, generally speaking, justice to happen. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the fewer the ones, said every fucking commie pinko scumbag out there. It lands with a double sense of burning injustice. Well, apparently, after man is treated badly, it lands with a double sense of burning injustice. Why? But you, what are you talking about? You said believe all women. I didn't even ever hear you say believe some men. It's all about women. Meaning, conversely, believe no men. What do you mean you give a fuck? You don't give a fuck about men. Except to hate them. Women's stories of woe are so common, but not men's. So where's this double sense of burning injustice? No, it's a single sense of burning injustice. You don't give a fuck about us, okay? Are so common that they can leave us comparatively unfazed. Really? I mean, would the Me Too movement even exist then if people were unfazed by women's suffering? I think you got it backwards. People are unfazed by men's suffering. Which is how you're able to victimize and oppress men without anybody raising a fucking eyebrow. We feel bad, but we already know women are treated unfairly, are they? Please don't mention the bullshit wage gap. It is priced in. Women's stories were all the same story. All women are the same. All women are treated the same. Bourgeoisie and the proletariat. Automatic virtue. If you're a wayman, and all waymen are the same, and all waymen are treated badly, and all waymen are oppressed, so we're all virtuous. And who's the oppressor? Men! So men are totally, completely lacking in virtue, being the implication, while women are all virtuous, hence you should believe all women. I see. But it was boring, writes Taffy Brodesser Ackner in her novel Fleischman is in Trouble. The first time I interviewed a man, I understood we were talking about something more like the soul. When something bad happens to a powerful man, it has not happened to a statistic. It has happened to a human soul. So it's not happened to a statistic. It hasn't happened on a large scale, is what she's saying. This is very minor and an exception and individualistic. Whenever something happens bad to a man, it's very narrow, and it's comprising only that single individual. Men are individuals. They're not groups. Men are not treated as a group badly. It's only women that are treated as a group badly. So whenever a woman gets victimized, it's every fucking woman on the planet. And woe is me, it's the end of the world. But a man, exception to the rule, individual. I see. For these reasons, Me Too struck many men and women as deeply unfair. Yeah, blaming all men, gendering violence, and being a perpetrator, an oppressor, as 100% totally, completely gendered, and men's responsibility, and women always being victims, even though anybody that studied the stats know that women are in fact responsible for 70% of domestic violence in America, but nobody talks about that. Yeah, that's deeply unfair. Yet it was merely an attempt to correct a bias that still exists. This is the old positive discrimination bullshit. It's the old two wrongs make a right fallacy. Well, you know, yes, oppression and inequality is bad, and treating people differently is wrong, and discrimination based on gender is evil, but we're going to do that anyway to make up for the years and years, decades and decades, centuries, nay, millennia of oppression that has been done to women. But isn't it just as wrong to flip the script and do it to men? No! We're making up for past injustices. Yeah, oh, I see. Interesting logic. Female accusers are still routinely treated as if they are lying. Only if it looks like they are. What are you talking about? Where's your evidence for this? Where's your evidence? Ah, it's just a claim. It's just made up bullshit. Both by the public and by the courts. What are you talking about? Whenever a woman cries foul, stubs her toe, chips a tooth, patriarchy, men are evil, it's the end of the fucking world. What are you talking about? Everybody comes to a woman's defense. Nonsense. It was gaslighting bullshit. More so than other alleged victims of crimes. Alleged. Why don't you use that term more often? You're calling them victims. No, they're alleged victims. They're not proven victims. To say somebody's a victim without the qualifier of alleged is to say that they've been proven to have been victimized. You haven't done that. You haven't established victimhood. Oh, but Amber Heard's a victim. Oh, really? Where's the evidence? Oh, there's no evidence. But she's a woman. Oh, yeah. It took the testimony of more than 100 women to bring down Harvey Weinstein. I'll give you a break. Bunch of broads complaining that they had to give this big fat dude a fucking blowjob to get a $20 million movie role. Which then led to more $20 million movie roles, all based off one blowjob. Oh, but that's so evil. Oh, there's a lot of hookers out there that would love that deal. But oh, no, that's wrong. That's evil. And by the way, what do we say about the virtue of these women who are willing to trade sexual favors for high-paying movie roles? Aren't they to blame as well? Nah, just Harvey. Of course, because women are never perpetrators. They're always the victim. Oh, yeah. Brett Kavanaugh was not brought down. That's because there was no evidence and they were all clearly lying and it was clearly nothing more than a political smear job because it was a conservative and they were afraid that if he got into the Supreme Court, he would overturn Roe vs. Wade and not allow you Waymen to kill your babies. The public reaction to the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial is what a Me Too backlash looks like. This has nothing to do with a Me Too backlash, okay? And everything to do with the fact that Amber Turd, is an objectionable, nasty, evil bitch. By the way, she has a history of fucking domestic violence. She used to be a lesbo. She's boy. She was in a lesbian relationship with some broad before she was with Johnny Depp. And guess what she used to do to that broad? She beat her up too. She has a history of this kind of behavior. But of course, they're trying to tie this to a Me Too backlash, right? Yeah. Here are the facts of the case. You don't know nothing about facts. Depp is suing her for defamation, which she committed, if you ask me. After she described herself in a 2018 article that didn't mention him as a public figure, representing domestic abuse. No. Everybody knew that she was talking about him. And she admitted she was talking about him. Just because she didn't use his name, everybody knew who she was talking about. By the way, Amber Heard loves all this shit. She loves this lawsuit. She loves still having this relationship with Johnny Depp. She loves the attention. She's talking to, I want him and his followers to leave me alone. Nothing could be further from the truth, honey. You love this case. This allows you to be close to Johnny, to interact with him, even if in a detached way, to be in his presence, to interact. You will be angry and upset when it ends, because then the spotlight's going to go away and your 37-year-old ass is going to become irrelevant. Her role in Aquaman 2, which is sure to suck and I'm not going to see, has been cut down to like less than 10 minutes. And it might be cut to nil, and they might be reshooting the scene she was in with another actress. By the way, I don't know why they didn't do that. Actually, I do know why. You know why it was so difficult to get her role cut down to almost nothing and her maybe removed from the film? We have to continue to reward and incentivize women to be victims and make men look horrible and evil and toxic. That's what all this is about. That's what all this activism bullshit in movies is about. That's why they don't care whether these movies make money or not. It's not about making money anymore. It's about pushing a specific propagandist political narrative and agenda. And women cannot see that other women are not getting rewarded, but in fact punished for lying. Because if that happens, then less women will make up this victimhood bullshit and pretend to be victims. And then the whole Marxist movement that is feminism might end. Can't have that. We got to continue to reward women for hating on and portraying men as perpetrators and victimizers. So Heard's tormentors, many of them young women. How dare you women out there undercut a movement that is giving you so much power and privilege? You dumb broads, you gotta come around. Join the other women in the sisterhood. Embrace it. You'll get even more power and privilege. They want to be happy. Some of these broads actually like men and like Johnny Depp, unlike you land whale broads. You can't get a man if your life depended on it. Many of these young women do not seem to see themselves as anti-feminist. I love it. How dare you be against me too? They believe women, of course, just not this one. What do you mean, of course? Why should I believe all women? What is this moniker of virtue and upstanding morality that you're trying to portray women as? I thought you wanted equality. which means they're just as imperfect as men. And we're all human, right? How are women more truthful than men? So many contradictions in their ideology. They perhaps forget that the project of Me Too, the whole point was to help imperfect victims. Oh, yeah, like, bullshit. Total bullshit. No, it was give women power. And to make men afraid of mentoring women and being alone with women, and thereby create more division and strife and make it so that the sexes are even less likely to come together. Those who were wearing the wrong thing, or were drunk, or were promiscuous, or loved their perpetrator. Oh yeah, because chopping off fingers is the same as wearing a short skirt. Or had previously broken the law, or had lied before, or had a bad character, or seemed a little bit nutty and a little bit slutty. Yeah. Yeah, because taking a crap in your partner's bed on their side of the bed, that's the same as being a slut. Whether or not Heard's accusers fully realize it then, setting up bad victims. Bad victims, interesting delineation. In opposition to genuine ones, is a very effective method of unpicking Me Too. Well, first of all, she's not a victim. She's never proven to be a victim. So you're making a false conflation here. It's only the rare misogynist who outright admits they don't believe women. No. I don't automatically believe them. I look at their words with skepticism and or doubt until they've been proven to be true. Yeah, right. I don't just automatically accept what somebody says at face value because they could be lying. And since there are rewards to lying when you're a woman about being a victim, at least these days, there's incentive to do so. Yeah, I'm going to be skeptical. Me Too, the clues in the name, attempted to combat this by linking experiences. All those bitches who weren't believed so we could see the pattern. Maybe there's a reason they weren't believed. In fact, you could say the whole project of feminism. Oh, feminism is a project now. It's not an ideology. Yeah. It's about taking bad things that happen to women, which they thought only happened to them. You mean only happened to women or only happened to them individually? Of course, they mean only happened to women because bad things never happen to men. Or were their fault and calling them by one name. So divide us back into unlinked individuals who might be lying and the movement is lost. So it's about collectivizing women and dividing men. Gotcha. Me Too is often framed as having uncovered truths about the world. Its success was because women explained really clearly what was going on. Its success was because the entirety of media and academia came together and all women came together and pushed this very narrative because it benefited them, at least in the short term. Of course, women are probably lacking in logic, reason, and critical thinking because they didn't really foresee the long-term downside, that being men wouldn't want to have anything to do with them. So that's a problem. Maybe that's why Me Too is going the way of the dodo, ladies. Oh, no, that can't be. And if it is, we have to redouble our efforts to make sure that Me Too doesn't go the way of the dodo. Yeah. But isn't this going to make normal women who can get a man unhappy because then they'll never get a man? That's the point! We big fat land whale uggo feminists with mustaches and partial beards, we can't get men. And we want those women that can to be just as miserable as we are. Ah, I see. No, people already knew what was going on. Me Too worked for the reason any feminist movement works. Giving women undeserved power and privilege? Strength in numbers! Ah! Well, that's why it worked, huh? Not because it was right. Not because it was accurate. Not because it was good or just because a lot of you got together and pushed it. Yeah. It is a political movement. Yeah. They just said it. It's a political movement. That's right. It's all about power. Power. Pushing against incredibly strong forces in the other direction. What incredibly strong forces are you talking about? Not men. We're not running things. The only men that are in power are men that have been put in power because women voted them into power because those men promised to do what women collectively wanted them to do. And of course, make it seem like there's still a patriarchy and a long way to go before women have equality, when the truth of the matter is, women have way more power and privilege than men. Otherwise, how the hell is something like Me Too even a thing? If the patriarchy was real and men were actually in charge, why would they allow a movement that says, believe all women when it comes to accusations against men, be a thing in the first place? But anyway, let me know what you think in the comments section. Is Amber Heard actually a victim? Has she been proven to be such so she can be said to be such? Or is the fact that they're defending her nothing more than a cynical, opportunistic move to defend the Me Too movement and to stop light being cast on it and it being shown for what it really is? Power grab to gain undeserved power and privilege in Western society for women. Let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go check it out.